Finished off our previous year with a statement from the Ovis Reb Nosson, where it brings down over there in Perek Mem Aleph that there were certain kalim which were brought to Rome. He mentions the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Peroiches, and the Tzitz. And then he mentions the Machteshe Shel Beis Aftinas, a grinder from the Beis Aftinas. Who were the Beis Aftinas, and what was so unique about a special grinder? So let's learn a little bit a Mishnah in Masechta Yuma. In the Mishnah in Masechta Yuma, it's brought down in the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that there were certain families, the Kehanim and the Beis Hamikdash, that they were not so happy with the Chachamim. One of those families were the Beis Aftinas. They were in charge of preparing the Ketores, and they did something, or the lack of doing something, got the people upset. What is it that they wouldn't do? Leirotzu lelamed al maisa Ketores. They would not teach anybody the secret behind the Ketores, how to make it, and not just how to make it, also there's Mala Oshon, that there was certain thing that had to go into the Ketores, which made it, the smoke go up straight, and they would not reveal to anybody the secret ingredient and how to get it done right. So the Gemara tells us of a fascinating story that takes place with them. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, the Beis Aftinas, they wouldn't want to teach others. So at a certain point, the Chachamim got upset at them and fired them. And told them, from now on, you're not going to be the ones making the Ketores. But you need people to make the Ketores. So they brought these special umnim, these special professionals, these special craftsmen, special Summim makers from Alexandria. And they knew exactly how to grind it, how to make the Ketores. But there was one thing that they could not get right. They couldn't get that it should go up in that column of smoke straight, because they couldn't figure out what was the Mala Oshon. The Beis Aftinas had it go up straight. But there, Chevre, it didn't, you know, it wasn't the same. It didn't go up in the right way. So they realized that this was special for the Beis Aftinas. So they asked them to come back. Now, a lot of people don't like to be used. They don't like to say, okay, we'll get rid of you. But when we need you, all of a sudden, come back, all of a sudden, we're all nice and good friends. So they said, no, we're not coming back. So what do you do when people are upset and you want them to come back? You have to give them more money. So you doubled their salary. And then they came. Now, at a certain point, they were friendly again. And the Chachamim asked them, please explain to us, now you're working in the Beis HaMikdash again, but why would you not teach anyone outside your family how to do the Ketores? You're trying to just be so unique, special, that it should only be for your children, trying to keep it exclusive. Why is it that you're not teaching any other people? And they said like this, this is a fascinating thing. Yoidin hoyu shel beis abba shebay ze osid lichorev. We knew that a certain point the Churban Beis HaMikdash is going to happen. Now, if the secret how to make the Ketores is going to become public, and other people are going to know exactly how to do it, so what's going to happen? Somebody which is not fitting is going to use this special recipe or this special technique that we have, and they're going to use it to bring Ketores to Avodah Zarah. And we don't want that to happen. So therefore, we keep it mamish among ourselves. And they said, you know what? That is truly a a quality that's truly a very nice thing. So that's the Beis Haftinas. But what is this machteshes? What is this grinder? So I want to learn with you an interesting Gemara in Erchin, which I'm assuming that most of you do not know. The Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yudam et Beis, no, you know that there is such a Gemara, you're just not sure what it says in that Gemara. The Gemara in Daf Yudam et Beis says like this, Avuv hoya b'migdosh. There used to be a flute in the Beis HaMikdosh, which was very, very thin. It was made out of reeds. And you know what? It was mamish from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Yidden had a special flute from the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the king wanted to preserve it, wanted to make it nice. So he had the flute covered in gold. But the moment the flute got covered with gold, the sound of the flute did not come out well. All of a sudden it lost its unique sound. So they took off the covering and all of a sudden it sounded good again. But now the Gemara continues and speaks about a machteshes hoysa b'migdosh. Here we have our machteshes. There was a grinder in the Beis HaMikdosh. Shel nechoishes hoysa. It was made out of nechoishes. Umi mois moisha hoysa. This machteshes was from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. We're not dealing with some grinder you buy in the home goods store. This machteshes was from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Vois mefatemes es apsomim. With this special grinder, they would make the psomim. Now we know that it's an interesting thing. I'm not a spice maker, so I'm not exactly sure how it works. But we say every day in the karbonis that they would say hodik heitev heitev hodik. Why? Bibnei shakoil yofel apsomim. Somehow when the sound makes the psomim better. So this grinder had also a very special sound that would make, which somehow enhanced the psalmim. Mibnei shakol yofel psalmim. Now, at a certain point, nifgima, this grinder got a little bit broken from usage, so they brought again these craftsmen from Alexandria, from Mitzrayim, and they fixed it. They got new parts, and they fixed it. However, v'lehoisa mifatemes k'moisha hoisa epes, it didn't work like it used to. They not lost tikuna, all of a sudden they took out this extra stuff that they were used to fix it. And then it was pleasing and it worked just like before. In other words, it was able to prepare the ketoidas. So we're dealing with a very, very unique machteshes. This machteshes was from Moshe Rabbeinu's time that was in the Beis HaMikdosh, that was able to make the psamim. So it was a very, very unique antique, a very special tool that was unique to the Beis HaMikdosh. We're talking about Ketoiris and the Beis HaMikdosh. I wanted to finish off today's shir with a story that's brought in Divrei Hayomim Beis Perek Chavav. There was a king, his name was Uzziyahu HaMelech. Uzziyahu HaMelech was a very good king, but at a certain point, Pasuk Tezayin says, a lot of people, when they're victorious and they are doing well in their leadership position, also their gaiva goes up. You know, oh, I'm important, I know how to do things. And unfortunately, the gaiva goes up. And he rebelled a little bit against the Eibishter. What did he want to do? He decided that he wants to be maktir on the Mizbeach HaKtoiras, the big revolution. He wants to bring Ktoiras on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So he came and he met Azaryohu HaKoyin. The Kohen Gadol's name was Azaryohu, and he pleaded with him and they said, listen, this is your taka king, your taka very important, but it's not for you. Nevertheless, he said, that's it, I'm going to do it. Vayizaf Uzziyahu biyodim mikteres lahaktir, and he came to be makted the ktoides. Vatzaras zorcha b'mitzchoy lefnei akoyinim b'veis Hashem. And the Abish there gave him tzaras right there in the Beis HaMikdash. And he had to run out because he had tzaras. That right there in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Abishter says, Vayihi uziyo amelech mitzoyra ad yoy moisoy. Till the rest of his life, he remained with tzaras. And he built this place called the Beis HaChofshis, which was near the Beis HaMikdash. And he was in quarantine because he was a mitzoyra for the rest of his life for trying to bring toiras when he wasn't supposed to. So, we now know about the kelim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, that were brought to outside the Beis HaMikdash, that were plundered by the Romans. So, what about the kelim today? Finally, where are they today? Any stories of kelim of Beis HaMikdash today? We will begin discussing that in tomorrow's shiur.